It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The leaders of Wisconsin's technical colleges are pushing back on a bipartisan deal to spend down the state's surplus that was crafted by Governor Evers and Republican legislative leaders. The bill passed the assembly, but was ultimately voted down this week in the state Senate.
One provision of that $1.8 billion spending package proposal would have shifted money for the state's technical college system from local property taxes to state aid.
The presidents of Wisconsin's 16 public technical colleges wrote in an open letter on Wednesday that this would move funding, quote, from one pocket to another without increasing colleges' capacity to expand programs or train more workers.
The state's technical college system enrolled more than 290,000 students in the 2024 to 2025 school year.
To talk more about the deal and concerns it raised for funding the state's tech colleges, System President Layla Merrifield is here. Layla, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
So one piece of the spending bill would have shifted $50 million of state technical college revenue from local property taxes to money coming from the state. This wouldn't reduce your funding. Why are you against this?
Yeah, so Wisconsin's technical colleges exist and are in the communities where they are, and we have over 50 campuses across the state. Because those local communities decided to invest in workforce training and education in their communities, we have always been a state and local partnership, and we feel that sustaining a portion of that funding coming from our local communities ensures that we are accountable to those local communities, that those local employers know that we are invested in them just as they invest in us, and it maintains that local tie and responsiveness that we are known for. We strongly feel that those decisions about which programming should be the priority at a technical college should really, those decisions should be made at the local level. Not all of those decisions should be made in Madison, where you're just a little bit more removed from what's happening locally. And so, you know, we feel that, you know, we're grateful for the state funding that we receive currently. It is a partnership. However, there is a clear motivation by some parties to try to get us off the property tax entirely. I think severing that tie completely would be a mistake. And so we just didn't want to walk down that path any further.
Can you give us some context of what $50 million shift would do? Because, you know, about a third of the technical college system revenue already comes from state aid. Would this $50 million shift to state aid be that impactful?
Well, it would be, you know, roughly a fifth of our operating levy, and which has been reduced pretty substantially over by about half over the last 10 or so years. So it would be yet another step in that direction. Mm-hmm. Now, you might say, well, what's the difference as long as you're still getting the same amount of money? I would say that, you know, since our funding formula changed about 12 years ago, what we have seen is a lack of investment in the technical college system year after year. This is a $1.7 billion system. It serves almost 300,000 Wisconsinites every year. We provide critical services at the local level, and we received about a $3 million annual increase in the latest state budget. That is not nearly enough in terms of our cost to continue. We certainly appreciate that our taxpayers, you know, have limited means and we have to live within those means. And we are in the process of making serious changes to our operations to live within that budget. But we have not found that we compete very well in the state budget process. Our funding stability and the stability of the system really depends on that local partnership continuing.
Serious changes to our operation to live within our means, live within our budget. Can you give an example?
Sure. Well, we're making quite a few changes that are internal. We continue to modernize our operations, automate our own business operations, try to integrate AI to be as efficient as we can possibly be. But what that looks like around the state in other cases are serious layoffs, discontinuing programs, and growing wait lists for students. We have students who are waiting sometimes years to get into high demand, high pay fields. Meanwhile, on the other end, our employers are telling us that they need more dental hygienists. They need more CNC machinists. Our fire departments need more firefighters. And we are just not able to keep up with that demand on either side. So it's really becoming a bottleneck for the state's economy, for public safety, and for our employers who are already dealing with a demographic drought here in Wisconsin. They really can't afford to have 3-year-long wait lists for critical industries and critical careers.
I want to go back to something you just briefly touched on. Previous Republican proposals have sought to remove tech colleges from property tax levies entirely. You have argued that this kind of funding allows the state's technical college system to be responsive to community needs when you do have the local property taxes. Can you give an example of how this financial flexibility works in practice?
Sure. During the Great Recession, the GM plant closed down in Janesville. I think we all remember that. And hundreds of workers were suddenly thrown out of work in a relatively small community. The technical college there in Janesville, Blackhawk, suddenly, almost overnight, had an increase of about 25% in their enrollment as those workers came to us to be retrained, to change careers, or just find some new skills that would allow them to rejoin the workforce as quickly as possible. And at the same time, the state legislature cut our state aid at that time by about a third. And so we were almost entirely dependent on the local property tax base to help us respond to that critical need in that community and get those folks back to work and supporting their families as quickly as possible. So that stability, that reliability, and being able to flexibly change and pivot where our resources are to put them where they are most needed in a community is really critical and helps make us who we are, which is responsive, locally focused, and really known for bringing tremendous value to local communities across the state.
We're talking with Layla Merrifield, president of the Wisconsin Technical College System, about this hotly debated spending bill this week in the legislature. Got voted down. Notably, it would have shifted more technical college funding from property taxes to state aid. Enrollment in the state's technical colleges, they've been rising, bouncing back since COVID, still not up to highs in the mid-2010s. What is affecting your enrollments now?
Yeah, well, again, around 2010 was we were still dealing with the effects of the Great Recession, so that was an all-time high for us in terms of enrollment. Today, though, I think we have multiple trends happening that are affecting us. Number one, I think affordability in higher education is sort of front and center for working families. How am I going to pay for college? What's an affordable pathway to a family-sustaining career for me? And for almost 300,000 students every year, that pathway runs through the technical college. So we are seeing increasing demand. We are becoming increasingly an alternative place to start your bachelor's degree and get a few credits at an affordable price. We continue to see demand for, just ongoing critical services. We do most of the firefighter training in this state. We train most of the police officers in this state, correctional officers in this state. That demand is always there. EMTs, we are seeing critical shortages, particularly in our rural areas, for more EMTs. We are attempting to expand that training. We did get a small amount of funding in the last year to expand those cohorts. But again, really, we could grow our enrollments even more if we had the resources to do so. Tuition in our system, we really try to make sure it's affordable for working Wisconsinites, and that tuition on average covers about 20% of our costs. And of course, we offer quite a few programs that are just high cost. These are not your sort of stereotypical community colleges. We do a lot of technical training that's very hands-on. HVAC systems, CNC machines, firefighter training, these are all things that are high cost to provide. And so without additional resources, we cannot open up those waiting lists and bring more of those students in. You would see an even greater increase in our enrollments if we had the resources to do it.
And this echoes what this open letter from the president said, from the technical college president, saying, you know, Wisconsin is facing significant workforce shortages across nearly every sector. You're talking about years-long waiting lists in some areas. So, other than increasing funding, what can the state do to remedy those shortages?
Well, I think, you know, there are always things that you can do to try to become more efficient, but in many cases, those things are out of our hands. If it's if it's an industry accreditor that sets a certain class size, if it's a lack of, say, clinical slots for nurses or sonographers, you know, those are some critical areas where we continue to see growing demand. But without a proctor and a place for that student to go, once it's time for their workplace training, we cannot grow the cohort without those slots on the other end. So, you know, I think something that I'd also like to surface in this conversation is that, you know, Wisconsin has around 300,000 adults living in the state who never completed their high school diploma. I think that is a missed opportunity, not only for those individuals, but for our state, for our employers, and to help us address some of these demographic challenges that we're seeing. Wisconsin's technical colleges serve around 30,000 adults every year, trying to get them their high school diplomas and then transition them into occupational training. We are the best in the country at that, if you look at national data. And so I think, you know, an investment again in those sorts of resources would just pay tremendous dividends for all of us, help all of us when we, you know, need to get our roads paved a little faster, or, you know, the power lines go down after a storm and we need to see that electricity restored. If you've ever had to wait a little too long for an ambulance to arrive in an emergency, you know how uncomfortable and scary that can be. These are all things that an investment in the technical college system would mean we see an improvement in.
Layla, thank you so much for joining us. Layla Merrifield is president of the Wisconsin Technical College System. We've been talking about this bipartisan bill that failed to pass the legislature this week, and the presidents of the state's technical colleges issued an open letter explaining their concerns.